السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتی صاحب، اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی grant you afiyat this beautiful Thursday morning. مفتی صاحب، the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 21st of Zulqa'dah 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 35, Surah Fatir, and verses 8 and 9. This what Almighty Allah is informing us, 99% of us are guilty of it, and it's a great, great lesson for us. أَفَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ أَمَلِهِ. So Hamza there, though you call Alif in Arabic terminology, we call it Hamza Istifham. The Hamza came for interrogative. It came to question each one of us. أَفَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ أَمَلِهِ. So what will you say about that person for whom it is adorned, beautified and embellished, سُوءُ أَمَلِهِ, his vices and sins? We all commit sins, minor sins, major sins, heinous crimes. So many a time we try and justify that, and we start saying that how beautiful it is, how much pleasure we get in it, and so forth and so on. But we know deep down in the inner recesses of our heart, it is not something permissible. It's su'u amali. It's an evil action. But the person perpetrating it, fara'ahu hasana, but he considers it as something wonderful, beautiful, and how excited and so forth he or she gets. So each one of us need to do some soul searching. Hasibu qabla an tuhasabu, wazinu qabla an tuzanu. O Muslim, O human being, every one of us takes stock of ourselves, takes some accountability, reckoning of ourselves before the day of reckoning. Weigh our deeds and our actions before the day comes. Wal waznu yawma idhin al-haq. On that day, the quantity will not be the criteria. The quality will be the criteria. Our actions will be weighed and there will be hisab and reckoning. So we all are guilty, 99%. Kullukum khatta'un. Each one of you is a sinner. Wa khairul khatta'in at-tawwabun. And every one of you who is a sinner, then make sincere tawbah. Cry, beg Almighty Allah, say it's my weakness, and say there are no mitigating circumstances, and never justify it. Remember that. Then Allah will give us tawfiq out of His fadl, grace, mercy, benevolence to abstain and refrain from those vices and sins. But when we start justifying it, then we will start perpetrating worse crimes. Allah protect us all. So remember, this verse is a very big eye-opener. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُذِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Verily, He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, He guides, He leads astray whosoever He wishes. But Almighty Allah gives everybody a fair chance. It's not that Allah Ta'ala just says that you go astray and you be on the right path. Nay, Almighty Allah explains to us, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. When they themselves, they try and justify their vices, and they say, we want to choose this path, زَاغُوا, the path of zayg, of deviation, and so forth and so on. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, let them go on that path. Look at the apartheid Nazi rogue terrorist regime of Israel. The whole world knows that they are the people committing crimes against humanity, apartheid, ethnic cleansing, and remember genocide. But they will say, this is the path we're taking. So that's an easy example that will resonate with people in this day and this age. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. So when they, human being, remember, want to choose the path of astrayness, thereafter Almighty Allah will let them go astray, because their hearts have become tainted, polluted, corrupted, and rusted. And if you want to see this verse in the Noble Quran, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ, then open chapter 61, Surah Saf, and verse number 5. So that is what Almighty Allah is teaching us. You can't be reading one verse and just jumping to conclusions, or one, two ahadith and sayings of the Master alayhi salatu salam, and drawing conclusions. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. So verily He, Almighty Allah, leads astray whosoever He wishes. وَيَهَدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ, and He guides whomsoever He wishes. So many a person today, male, female, adult, children, embracing Islam, they have that quest for the truth. They're sincere in their quest. When a person has that desire, then Almighty Allah will show him the true light, the radiance and effulgence. May you need those people who are making inaba, they're turning more and more towards the truth. Then Allah gives them that wonderful, beautiful day, and where he or she embraces Islam. For then you, Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you were, you are, you always will be the last and final messenger of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Chapter 33, verse number 4, no, verse number 40. Chapter 33, verse number 40, وَلَاكِرْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Chapter 21 and verse number 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it's exclusive for you, only for you. You were, you are, you always will be the mercy to the entire universe and creation, not only for humanity. When that is the case, so the love the Master alayhi salam has for humanity, for jinn, but now they're not embracing Islam. وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Your ardent desire is there that they must bring iman, but majority will not bring iman, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Surah Yusuf. So yeah, Allah is now pacifying and giving solace to the Master alayhi salam. فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتٍ. You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you should not let your Mubarak self, your Mubarak heart, your Mubarak body, anatomy, that you go so much into grief and you worry so much, so much, so much about them. No, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have done your function, your duty. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُ النَّفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. What are you going to destroy yourself? So Allah is now giving solace and tasalli and giving advices to Nabi alayhi salatu salam. You have fulfilled your mandate. You have fulfilled your responsibility. But you know, a father, ordinary mortal, how he worries about his children, a mother, and so forth. This is rahmatul lil alameen, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ. Verily, Almighty Allah is all-knowing what they are doing, in the brightness of the day, in the darkness of the night, فِي الْخَلْوَى وَالْجَلْوَى, in privacy and in public. Allah alone, He is Ghaffar, He forgives us for all our vices and sins. Allah alone is Sattar, that He conceals everything of ours, yea, in this world, on the day of Qiyamah, in the Akhirah, and grant us جَنَّةَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ الْأَعْلَى بِفَضْلِهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ وَكَرَمِهِ وَجُودِهِ. Through His mercy, through His grace, and through His benevolence. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is showing us His absolute control, majesty, authority, sovereignty. How many countries today? You take Zambia, a country here very near us in the SADC region, and they're experiencing famine, drought, and so many problems. Who gives us this rain? Wallahu alladhi. And He, Almighty Allah, alone is the Supreme Being. أرسل الرياح, He sends the winds. You go to Cape Town, you get the southeaster, and you get this wind and that wind, four seasons in one day sometimes in beautiful Cape Town, mother town, mother city. For to thiru sahaba, and then that wind, remember, it raises the clouds. Now you see the clouds forming, and then you see the clouds are moving, and so forth. Bukhari Sharif's riwayat, and Mishkat, and Musnad Ahmad. Allahumma munzil al-kitab. Ya Allah, you are the one who revealed the scriptures and the books. Wa mujriya sahab. You are the one, Ya Allah, who makes the clouds move. And sari al-hisab. You are the one swift in reckoning. Wa hazim al-ahzab. You are the one who defeats the coalition. Ihzimhum ya Rabb al-alamin. That ya Rabb al-alamin is from our side. Defeat them. Ay al-yahud, al-zalimin, al-muhtallin, al-ghasibin, wa man wa'alahum. Ya Allah, decimate and destroy and dismantle the apartheid terrorist rogue Nazi regime, Hitler's children. And whoever is helping them, America, Europe, the Arab Tenport, dictators and haramis and traitors and murtads. Now the clouds are forming. Now the rain starts falling. So who is doing this process? Any doctor, any professor, any scientist? For suqnahu, and then we send the rain, remember, ila baladim mayit, into Zambia. To that place, the town, the city, the land and sand were all dead. Nothing was happening there. Suddenly you see the vegetation, you see the farm, and you see the fruits, and everything is flourishing. فَأَحْيَيْنَا بِالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. And then we gave life, a new lease of life, to that piece of land after it was dead. So today the people say, where do you talk about life after death, and there will be a day of reckoning, then there's paradise and hell. So remember, I'm a scientist, I'm a professor, I'm this, I'm that. We never saw this. So Allah says, every time it rains, can't you see that? You look at one rain and look at the kaleidoscope of colors in your garden, in your orchard, in your farm and so forth. You simple Simon, can't you think that? كَذَٰلِكَ النُّشُورُ سَمَلَلِي will be the resurrection. Allah will resurrect every one of us, human being, jinnat, and animals, and reptiles, and insects, and everybody will come for يوم الحساب, the day of reckoning. That is why me and you as Muslims, we should beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala daily, اللهم حاسبنا حسابي يسيرا. Ya Allah, make our hisab, our reckoning, accountability easy. Siddiqatu bin to Siddiq radiallahu anhuma, our mothers Aisha Siddiqa, Abu Bakr Siddiqi Ladali, Abu Bakr Siddiqi Sahib Zadi, Abu Bakr Siddiqi Piyari. So how beloved she was to her beloved father and to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why you make this dua so often? So the Master alayhi salam is obviously teaching the Ummah to set the precedent for humanity and posterity. Open Mishkat Mustada Ahmad, you will find it. Then the Master alayhi salam said, Zakal arz, you just show your face and you go straight to Jannat al-Firdaus. Man nuqisha If interrogation takes place, then the person will be punished and is a failure for him. And Allah protect us all. So easy example, just for us, you know, it will resonate with our limited, puny little brains. We go on international travel from this airport to this airport, to Hong Kong and Mexico and America and Dubai and India and wherever else. So now when you come, you see green and red. We just go green, nothing to declare. So that is, you just show your face and you go. And the red, open this bag, what is here, what is there? You go to Australia, you go to New Zealand, what is this, what is that, what is this? 101 questions he'll answer you, because they're very, very strict on all these issues. So therefore, we should think about that day daily. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 21st of Zulqaada, 1445, Gaza genocide, day number 237. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. The Haaretz newspaper writes, the three Israeli soldiers dispatched to hell and they were killed. Alhamdulillah, we're very, very happy. And 8-9 of others, you must remember, are injured. Some of them are in transit, straight to Jahannam. Seriously injured. So may Almighty Allah grant Hamas, may Allah grant our Mujahideen victory and decimate and destroy and dismantle the apartheid regime and whoever is helping them. And now yesterday also this happened, two jutlas got rammed. You see, the Palestinians drove the car straight into them. 100% is permissible. You in a war, we'll give you the war. We will show you what we can do, notwithstanding our limited resources. And they are seriously injured. Alhamdulillah. We have no sympathy, no empathy for Americans and jutlas and the haramis. Remember that. The war cabinet is demanding urgent elections there in Israel. And these ministers are slamming Netanyahu. You just want to stay in power, you harami. This harami, and that is my words. And if you don't understand harami, it means an illegitimate child. But that's too kind a word to use for these jutlas. So we use the word harami, it means a B, and a big B at that, you see, and BB, so that is the BB harami. So you must remember, they slammed him, you just want to stay in power, and more our army will get killed, our people will suffer, the hostages and the hostages' families are very, very concerned, but you just doing this for your lust for power and so forth. So that is the truth, you must remember, you must be blind if you don't understand it. The Israeli army, Israeli defense force, the diaper force made an announcement yesterday. Now between Egypt and Gaza, the Rafah border there. So now we have found a corridor. We think, that's the word they use, we think that from here the illegal arms are being smuggled in. So they will murder and kill another 100 to 200 people and then they will find something else, you must remember. So this is, they don't even know what's happening. They don't even know where they are, hostages are. Well done, Hamas. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Our beloved country, South Africa, elections are done and dusted, is history now till another 5 years. So what will happen? So let me give you something. I'm no politician. I don't endorse any party. I'm not a member of any party. But this is the facts on the ground. First thing, the ANC and DA said, there will be no coalition between the two of them. Okay? So no coalition between ANC and DA. If the ANC gets more than 50%, obviously, then they will run the government, the new registering administration. And if it's less than 50%, as it seems most likely, according to all the people who are experts in this field, so if it is 45%, 47%, they will just make coalition with the small parties, you know, and they'll become the kingmakers. But if it's 40% or so, then they'll need a big party. So maybe they will go with EFF, but it's highly unlikely. So why? Because Malema has said, if we make coalition with ANC, then Shavambu must become, Floyd Shavambu must become the Minister of Finance. He has his own demands. So what will happen? There's a realignment of politics and elections and administration in South Africa. That's the way it looks like. We're not 100% sure. We have to wait for the results, obviously. But this is what the political analysts say, that Zuma, with his MK, and Malema, with EFF, they will go into coalition. And if the two of them do well, they will take over Natal and maybe some other places as well. And dance all the proper dance, and then a lot of things will happen for ANC. Western Cape will go to DA, and even if they go less than 50%, they will just go into coalition with some smaller parties and so forth. So let's wait and see, but everything seems very interesting. Tomorrow is load shedding. Tomorrow is load shedding, South Africans. Don't be a fool and an idiot and think the ANC became good people and 60 days they gave us without load shedding. It was all just a ploy, a sweetener, and they were burning diesel. Don't be such an idiot and a fool. Waziristan Day in Pakistan, some people went and burned the girls' school. That Allah shukr everything, that no children, no students were there, no learners were there. They say it's the army who does all this, and then they blame the Taliban of Afghanistan. Wallahu a'lam, remember that, but things are not good there between Pakistan and Afghanistan. The jury, 12 people jury, are there to decide on Trump, whether he's guilty, not guilty. Trump is a madcap, you must remember. Both of them haramis of the highest order, and both are donkeys, you must remember, Trump and Biden. Trump says he will bomb Moscow and Beijing, you see, China and Russia, as though as they will just be waiting for him, and they will not take out their nuclear and submarines and what have you. And remember that another mad thing, and the Indian harami, Nikki Haley, belonging to the Republican Army, Republican Party, so she went there to Israel and says that you must remember that finish them. She just writes and she signs there on the missile and so forth. So I sent out something yesterday. Nikki Haley, you harami, you're an Indian, you come from India, and you're sucking up to the white, you humiliated, go to hell. Remember that, you Indian harami, and don't come and tell us. If Hamas catches you, then they will show you what they will do with you, you harami. So that's our message to Nikki Haley, remember that. And Israel strikes a girl there, Syria, and they murdered and killed one young girl, according to the media reports and so forth. Modi is another madcap, you must remember. You Hindus who are crazy over Modi should really rethink. I think he is also bipolar, you understand, a madcap. So Modi says that the world did not know Gandhi, meaning that he's more famous than Gandhi, and he's doing more for the world than Gandhi. So you tell me who know Indian politics and so forth and so on. So things have gone mad there. Now yesterday there in the French Parliament, yesterday or on Tuesday, so one lawmaker there picked up the Palestinian flag, you see. They're discussing whether to recognize Palestine or not as an independent state. So because he did that, so now they docked his wages for 2 months. I thought you guys got democracy. I thought you guys got freedom of expression. End of the day, you white hegemony, a whole lot of you are haramis. You all just want control and want to treat the Arabs and Muslims and Indians and Chinese and black as second, third, fourth class citizens. Delhi, they're getting roasted and toasted there. It all records broke yesterday, day for yesterday, 52.5 degrees. You know what is that? If you put an egg there, it might get, you understand, boiled and so forth. So remember, normally you see that in Makkah and that sometimes Medina, 50, 52 degrees. Pick and Pay is in big trouble. Pick and Pay is technically insolvent. You see that? So another Jutla company out. So 70 stores now of Pick and Pay will become Boxer. You see? Not Boxer, Muhammad Ali and all that. You know, Boxer, the franchise and so forth. Pakistan, very sad, tragic story. So a bus fell down in a ravine in Balochistan and 28 people got killed. Israeli embassy burnt in Turkey. MashaAllah, very good. Anyway, you burn the Israeli embassy, you understood, is not permissible, remember that, according to law, but Islamically, we will say is acceptable. Why? They are Harbis, they are our enemies. So remember that Islamically is 100% permissible. They murdering, killing our babies, our children, burning them alive and what have you, and you want to come tell me that we must think about. So very well, we congratulate them, salute them, go to hell, Israel and your embassies. In Mexico also, embassy of Israel, certain portions were attacked of it. This week, Sunday, they'll be having elections there in Mexico. It's a madcap country, this Mexico also, the gangs and so forth. So they're tired of all the men now. So they say, according to most people there, the political fundis, you know, so the political chiefs. So they say, first time they will have a female president after the Sunday's elections. So that's what is pointing 1982 in Mexico. Hong Kong, 14 people found guilty for subversion. You know, Hong Kong is now run by China. And why you took out all this, you understood, demonstrations and protests and so forth. So now the iron rule of China comes, it becomes a police state. Otherwise, Hong Kong was the hub of activity. Beautiful place, I visited. Okay, regarding your radios and so forth, inshallah, inshallah, my brother Dawood Munli will be today, Thursday, inshallah, 21st Zulqa'dah, there in your Overport and Musgrave today. So inshallah, he'll come there. So you just send him messages. Don't phone the whole time and give him your address. He'll come to you. And Dawood Munli, 063-403-2743. One more time, 063-403-2743. And if you can't wait and all that, you the people in Musgrave and there in Overport, then go there to our studio, 2 Grace Avenue, behind the Wenwood Mall. And there, you know, where Musalla Abu Bakr is, our new studios are there, 2 Grace Avenue, Westworld. And there, Brother Bilal is there. So he'll tune up your decoder, take your decoder worth, your radio worth. Bilal's number is 082-099-0023, 082-099-0023, inshallah. Our programs for today, inshallah, will be interview, Mona Zahid with, inshallah, Maulana, our brother Abu Bakr Rawat, and then 11 to 12 is fiqh. We will discuss the realignment in South African politics and so forth, like big politicians, you know, we just take some chances, we'll work out right, inshallah. And then in the evening, then tafsir will come 1 to 2. At night, we have nice programs, inshallah. And 8 to 9 will be Maulana Musa Lahir with the children and kiddies program, Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday. And 9 to 10, you join Maulana Salim with Qalbe Salim. Excellent program. Allah Jalla Wala reward our Maulana. Maulana, we have 16, 17 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Well, but the bank still demands interest. What should we do? The interest was also paid.
Mona, I think that our brother Junaid Mota, something happened there. Just repeat the question. I only heard the last part. Please repeat the question.
Mufti Saab, our bond was paid over and over, but the bank still demands interest. What should we do? The interest was also paid.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First and foremost, we as Muslims must realize that the harm and the sin, major sin, one of Akbarul Kabair, one of the most heinous crimes a person can commit, whether it is overdraft, whether it is bond, whether it is a loan and then you have to pay interest and whatever you want to call it, Almighty Allah condemns it in all forms and shapes and sizes. Go read chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 275 to 279. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you don't abstain from interest and so forth, be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So therefore, first of all, make tawbah and get out of this interest. This is capitalism. This is secularism. This is the democracy, satanic system. All these are satanic systems. And we must realize they'll have interest, they'll have compound interest and what. Go to the bank, go speak to the consultant or manager and tell them, just give me my balance and so forth. How much must I pay? I want to make lump payment. So you go to your friends, your family, and they tell you 100,000 is the interest. Go get interest and just pay that off one shot, so you know that. And thereafter, what is the capital amount you owe them? So get halal money and pay them. And make sincere tawbah. I will never, ever enter into an interest related transaction in future, and that is compulsory. Surah 2, chapter 2, verse 279 is your guiding light.
Mufti Saab, if my sheep dies on the morning of Eid before slaughtering, and I can't afford to buy another, what do I do in this case?
So just take a loan from your brother, from your uncle, from your friend and so forth. Or you send the money overseas. Today's EFT, you know that people are selling shares for 300 rand, 400 rand, 500 rand. So your sheep died and so forth. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You were elated, delighted. But in Pakistan, India, you ask, where is that person? They say, wo expire ho gaya. What they say? Expire ho gaya. He passed away. They won't say he passed away. Say he expired Ogya. So I'm using the same word. So now Eid day came and your sheep got expired, it died. So now you just slaughter another goat, another sheep, you can't afford it, and just make EFT and send the money overseas. There's how many organizations, our newspaper here in Lands, this last one that came out, I think about 6 pages, 7 pages, all to do with Qurbani and so forth. This organization, that organization, half of them I got no confidence in them. But nevertheless, that is what our advice will be. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith in Ibn Majah, man wajada sa'atan, whosoever has the means to perform qurbani and udhiyah and sacrifice, walam yudahi, and he did not perform it, fala yaqrabanna musallana, he shouldn't even come for Eid salat. It don't mean you mustn't read and perform Eid salat. It means the wa'id and the warning is severe. Authentic hadith Ibn Majah. For you Salafi characters, Sheikh Albani rahimahullah also authenticated it. Go see Targhib wa Tarheeb Al-Mujalladul Awwal, the first volume. So brother, the mistake you are making, you can't afford it. You can't afford it meaning you don't have liquid cash, but you got so many other things. You got so many clothes, so many shoes, so many cell phones, so much, you understand, all those other haram things, TV and videos and all that. So start selling it and all these things, yeah, and the money you get, so you buy your qurbani, you make your EFT and so forth. So that will be the fatwa regarding that issue.
Do Muslim women, ninja women, go for special causes to dress up like that because their husbands feel insecure, or is it just a ninja thing for show, Mufti Sahab?
I see you, my brother, Tom, Dick and Mary, you woke up today, huh? MashaAllah. Allah guide you, my brother. You the person, Tom, Dick or Mary, who asked this question. I want to pose 2-3 questions to you. You know Putin, that's why I like Putin. So the West suggested to Putin, you must ban the niqab. The niqab is the face cover for our mothers, sisters. So he said, I will not do that. You see that? So Russia has got more freedom for the Muslim woman than some Arab countries. Some Arab countries, they won't allow you to wear niqab. Tunisia is one, you must remember that. They hate it and so forth. So you will see some of the so-called Muslim countries, Arab countries, have big problems with the niqab and so forth. That's one. Two, you, my brother, sister, who posed this question, I'm sure you got a cell phone. So why you put the cover on your cell phone? Why? You can just leave it like that. She know for security purposes. And you know, it's a very expensive phone, 10,000, 15, 20, 25,000. So remember, our mothers are not the prostitutes that of your West. Our mothers are not the loose women that you promote in your media and so forth. Our mothers are not Stormy Daniels or Trump and can't look after his own rifle and Clinton and all the haramis you got there. Whether it's in the White House or whether it's in the Trump Square or whatever else. So in Islam, we promote a life of chastity and a chaste and a pure life, you must remember. Therefore, we teach every Muslim, every one of us, male and female, must read, Allahumma hassin farji, O Almighty Allah Jalla wala, that protect our private part. The hadith and saying of the Master alayhi salam is authentic in Mustadi Ahmad. In Islam, if a person, male, female, commits fornication, chapter 24, verse 2, lash them in public, 100 lashes each. وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَعْفَا, and don't show any mercy, compassion to them. If the male or female commits adultery, Allah forbid, then it's a death penalty. There are no two opinions on these issues. It's all ijma'i consensus. What you say? You say, Madam and Eve, Madam and Steve, and Eve and Steve, Madam and Eve, and you say Adam and Steve and all. So you allow everything. You can just park anywhere you want to. And you're asking me why our woman? Are you frightened that you, we're going to tell you what is the natural system? Islam has a natural system, the fitrah. Your system of democracy, of secularism, of capitalism, all these are harami systems, satanic systems. Remember that. You go and see that the queen of Denmark, you go see your own history and how the women used to cover up 100 years ago in your Western countries. They would cover their faces. That was a sign of their respect and honor for the woman. Today you are the ones, make everybody naked and get busy with them, and then the incest will continue. Therefore, half of South Africa, you can say roughly, half of France, half of Brazil, the children are haramis. They don't even know who their father is. When they grow up, they ask the mother, where's my father? The mother takes to the graveyard, they say, there's your father. They just point any grave there and they say, there's your father. So that's what you're promoting, you haramis.
Mufti Saab, if a decent boy comes for proposal and we like him, but he's not working, should we wait for him to find a job or should we decline the proposal?
Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif and in Mishkat Sharif, إِذَا خَطَبَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِمَّنْ تَرْدَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ فَزَوِّجُوا. When someone comes to propose for your daughter, granddaughter, sister, niece, and you are pleased with Dinahu, he's got the correct beliefs, not Shia, Qadiani, Agakhani, and all these characters who are non-Muslim, and وَخُلُقَهُ, his character and all that is good, meaning that he's got a stable job and he's not a person involved in drugs and alcohol and all those haram things and fraud and so forth. Get him married to your daughter and niece and so forth. فَإِلْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ. And if he can't do that, then you remember that if you don't do that, then تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ أَرِيثٌ. There will be mayhem, chaos on this earth. Authentic hadith, Tirmidhi, Mishkat Sharif. So he's not working, so how is he to look after your daughter? He'll become a parasite. He'll become a mufatiya, he'll become a ghar jamai. Just decline him and finish, end of the story.
Mufti Saab, expect our lights to go out once the votes are counted. How is it possible that they could keep the lights on for 64 days? Because of elections, but when we need it most, there's no power.
I gave you the answer already when I was giving you the news, views and interviews. They were burning diesel like it went out of fashion. And already tomorrow they're telling you, watch your schedule, that the load shedding will kick in and so forth and so on. You know ANC. Didn't I tell you 100 times that, remember that DC, direct current, AC, alternate current, ANC and no current. So therefore they make fools of people, remember. The petrol price went up 113% in the past 4 years. So who remembers that? So that is that. They make us jokers. And do you know people who have this prepaid meter? You know how much the price is going to go up, prepaid meters and so forth. Just look at that. You will fall on your back. So they're ripping us, stealing for us, and making us idiots and fools. I told one, I was giving a lecture. I said the politicians in South Africa, Muslim, non-Muslim, 99% bunch of crooks, remember that. They're only there to serve their pocket and their families and so forth and so on, remember. The only question you have to ask is this, who is a bigger crook and who is a smaller crook? That's the only question you have to ask.
Mufti Saab, kindly shed light on this query. If a small piece of sellotape was stuck under the toes and wuzu was performed, will the salah be valid? The person only realizes after probably 3 salahs.
My brother, what you were doing with sellotape? You want to sellotape your wife's mouth or what? Understood? So remember that, yes, you must repeat it because you perform wudu, but remember your feet and all that didn't get wet because of the sellotape. So now that portion, you wash your feet again properly or you perform a whole wudu, that's better. And then the 3 salats you perform, the first, everything repeated, make qada, and Allah Jalla Wala is all merciful. Allah will forgive give you, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها, that Allah has not burdened any person more than his ability, capability. Advice for you, brother, after you make wudu, check there what under your feet. No sellotape and no bostik and all that there. So inshallah, that will be a good habit for you.
Mufti Sahab, there's a Muslim I know, while talking, says Jesus. Is this a sin?
Remember that this is a shiar and a symbol of the non-Muslims, that they say Jesus, oh Jesus, help me and that. So remember, when they say Jesus, Jesus, and so forth, so for a Muslim to say that, to take Jesus' name when we're explaining, there's no problem with that. Jesus is Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam. Inna mathala Isa indallahi kamathali Adam. So the parable similitude of Nabi Adam, Nabi Isa, Jesus is very similar. Adam and Jesus, both of them, they are Nami Nami Isme Grami, honorable name, is mentioned 25 times in the noble Quran. Both of them did not have a father. And remember, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, no father, no mother. Allah Jalla Wala created him directly and so forth. But to say Jesus, Jesus, now something happens, no, it's not permissible for us as Muslims. Things happen good, say Alhamdulillah. And things happen not according to our desires, then say Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. We still praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in all cases and circumstances. Look at our children, look at our women, our men in Gaza, day and night, bombs and so forth. You ask them, how are you? They say, Alhamdulillah. So the resilience they are showing has become a magnet for millions of people throughout the world, and that's why thousands of them are embracing Islam. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al muhtalin wa man walahum. Allah decimate the jutlas and their supporters.
Mufti Sahab, what is the sunnat way of sacrificing a camel?
Quran Kareem teaches us that, my brother, chapter number 108, Surah Kawthar, verse 2, فَسْوَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَنَحَرْ. So you go and perform your Eidul Adha Salat for the men. For the women, there's no Salat that's compulsory as far as Eid goes. For women to go to Eidgah and all that, absolutely haram, according to all four schools, in this day and this age. Our women will doll themselves up. Our women will pull lipstick and dipstick and all that. You come tell me Sunnah, you tell me is Eid Salat that? إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَةِ وَهِيَ مُتَأَثِّرَةِ فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا فَيَا زَانِيَةً. Authentic Sahih Hadith in Tirmidhi. When a lady leaves her home and emerges from her home and she put perfume and lipstick and dipstick and Allah alone knows, you know, you human, you'll know all these things. And then you pass the man, you go Eidgah, the man can see you, you can see the man, everything there. The Western media, non-Muslim media is there, you lifting up your posterior. You think it's right all that Islamically. فَيَا زَانِيَا. He, Rahmatul Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, you are a zaniya, you are an adulteress, you are a loose lady. So remember that. That is what the hadith says. So, and ask any Molvi, any Sheikh, what are the conditions? No conditions are fulfilled, so it's haram and finished. So remember, Quran says, فَسْوَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ, you the man, you perform your Eidul Adha Salat, وَنَحَرْ. Nahar. Nahar means you keep the camel standing and the hind leg you fasten it. Then you take a big knife. Me and you, we can't manage this. These Arabs are masters in that. Unless you have trained, it's a different thing. And remember, you take a big knife and then you just poke it with one shot there in the neck, remember, while it's standing. And then slowly, slowly, the camel will fall down. So when it comes to camel, you slaughter it, sacrifice it whilst it's standing. When it comes to goat, sheep, cow, and tathbahu baqara, you sacrifice, slaughter it while it's on the floor and lying down. So that's why the words are different also. Nahar for the camel and zabah for the other animals. Look at the glory, beauty of the Quran. Last question, Maulana.
Mufti Sahab, is it possible to make aqiqah from other country if the price of sheep or goat is cheaper compared to the country where you are?
No problem. For example, take easy example, it will incorporate everything. We are in South Africa, but now the animals here in Malawi or there in India and all that are much cheaper. So you want to make kurbani there, you want to make aqiqah there, but you go yourself or you do it with such organizations. So you see Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal, they say that they're slaughtering there in Bangladesh. So it's much cheaper than South Africa. So you want to make kurbani with them, or you want to make aqiqah with them, totally permissible, provided that the organization is reputable. Today, 90%, 80% organization, mufatiyas, pocketing the money. Let me tell you that. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.